Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
December 14, 1804. Which way did they go? Today marks 7 months out on the journey of the expedition. Though the deep cold and the buffalo's urge to migrate put a stop to last week's very productive hunt, the captains were not yet convinced that they had enough meat to get them through the winter. Captain Clark tells of another try.
A fine morning. Wind from the southeast. The mercury stood at zero this morning. I went with a party of men down the river 18 miles to hunt buffalo. Saw two bulls too poor to kill, the cows in large gangs having left the river. We only killed two deer and camped all night with some expectation of seeing the buffalo in the morning. A very cold night. Snowed. Captain William Clark, December 14, 1804.
Attached to Captain Lewis's weather diary for December, there are some remarks by Captain Lewis and interjections by Captain Clark. Clark indicates that the buffalo seemed to know when the ice on the river would be thick enough for them to cross. On both the 7th and 8th of December, Captain Lewis records 1.5-inch thicknesses in areas that had not been previously frozen. He also notes the number of animals felled during the 3-day hunt. The total, according to his figures, was 46 buffalo and one deer. Captain Clark took 3 small sleds with him on today's foray, anticipating filling them with meat. Tomorrow, no luck.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Production assistance from Kristen Barrick. Captain Clark is read by Sean Batiste. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.